It's time for our weekly segment with David Hellman of DallasCowboys.com.
All right, here we go. 5 o'clock hour. Man, what a busy day. Hope you get bundled up and you drive safe on the wet roads. Cowboys Monday night against the Giants after the bye week or off week. And what a day it almost turned out to be with a lot of speculation about trades. David Hellman, DallasCowboys.com, joins us. And obviously, David, a lot of it was about Jamal Adams, how much that would cost. Teams that have a guy like that, they should try to get whatever they can, because the Cowboys would if they were in that mode. Do you really think it ever got that close to Jamal Adams and the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's hard to say degrees of how close it actually was, but, I mean, it's very obvious that this is something the Cowboys and the Jets talked a decent bit about. It's pretty obvious that the Cowboys tried pretty hard. You know, literally, as y'all were calling me, it sounds, you know, the report coming out is it sounds like the Jets wanted a first-round pick and 2 second-round picks. There was some speculation that they might want 2 firsts. Obviously, the price wound up being too high at the end of the day, but it's pretty clear that the Cowboys were doing some work on this for sure.
What would you have given up for Jamal Adams?
That's, you know, it's funny. I've been, you know, speculating about this for the last day and a half. I said I would do a first and a third this year, or a first this year and a second in 2 years. That feels fair. But if this, you know, like I said, Ian Rappaport was just tweeting out within the last couple minutes, if it's this year's first, this year's second, and next year's second, that's a lot. But, man, I don't know. You might be able to convince me to do that for a 24-year-old all-pro who's still got 2.5 years left on his deal. It would really suck to not have a pick until the third round this coming spring, but like I said, having an all-pro who's not even 25 back there might make you feel better about it. I don't know. That's a tough one. That's right on the line of, like, is that too much to pay for one player?
Yeah, you cannot just keep – I know he is fantastic, but, man, you eventually have to stick to your – to how you got to where you are in the first place, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, and that's what I keep saying is, you know, everybody's worried about how the Cowboys are going to pay all these guys. Well, they can, but you got to hold on to some of these draft picks in order to replenish the talent that you're losing. You know, you can pay Dak Prescott, you can pay Amari Cooper, you can pay Ezekiel Elliott, but and then obviously the offensive line and DeMarcus Lawrence, the list goes on. But if you're going to have all those guys on your roster, you got to supplement that by drafting well and replacing the rest of your roster with cheap, affordable talent on rookie deals. You can't do that if you're continuing to trade your picks away. So, I mean, three premium draft picks is a lot to give up, because if you're doing your job the right way, you know, at least two of those three picks are going to turn into pretty good players, hopefully all three. So I understand the Cowboys' hesitation for sure. You know, if you're missing out on an opportunity to draft three Pro Bowlers, like you said, that's how they got into this situation in the first place, is by using those picks the right way.
Yeah, and it's not like they're big free agent spenders either, David, and that's actually started to work out really well for them. The guys they go get, you know, the Robert Quinns and the Randall Cobbs are on short-term deals, and you know, this means that they, you know, they maybe can get if somebody really likes playing for the Cowboys, and they can get them on a cheaper deal, and they don't have to worry about that. So there's all benefits to this in the back end, even if they didn't get Jamal Adams.
Yeah, you know, it's the classic. It's the 24-hour news cycle is, you know, the report comes out, you kind of hype yourself up thinking about it. And look, hey, y'all know I went to LSU. I'd be delighted to get a chance to cover Jamal Adams. But I think people knee-jerk a little bit too much because they get so excited about acquiring these players. And, you know, we've seen what an Amari Cooper can do for a team, so I totally understand it. At the same time, I'm not going to kill the Cowboys for holding on to valuable draft picks when they've shown how good they are at using them in the past. I mean, the reason this team has been good for the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years is because they use those picks so well. So as much fun as it would have been, I don't think it's necessarily fair to kill them for not doing it either.
David, now that here they are, they've had the off week, and now they have the Giants on Monday. And the Giants, they, I don't know, maybe they're a little bit better than what they were. And then, they, you know, the young quarterback and Barkley's back and – Is this any? I know you can't give up. The Jets proved that they can't overlook anybody, as did the last weekend of the Big 12. But is this a game that can be dicey in any way at all?
Hell yeah, absolutely. I mean, how can we have watched this team lose a game in the same stadium to the New York Jets and take the Giants for granted? I mean, this isn't the best team in the league. This is one of, you know, probably one of the five or six worst teams in the NFC. I get that, but this is a far cry from where the Jets are, in my opinion. And even though they haven't been winning games, they've shown life since they inserted Daniel Jones into the lineup. He's more athletic than he gets credit for. He can extend plays. He doesn't seem like he's afraid to take shots down the field. Sterling Shepard and Evan Ingram are dangerous players. Obviously, Saquon Barkley's back. If you're taking this game for granted after what happened the last time you went to MetLife, I don't know what to tell you. I think that's a massive mistake. Obviously, I think the Cowboys are good enough to win this game. And if they play the way they played against the Eagles, they're capable of winning it comfortably. But this is not a game that I would take remotely lightly, you know, in light of everything that's happened in the last month or so.
Well, they started slow against the Giants on opening day. I mean, Saquon Barkley had a really, really solid first two quarters, and then the Cowboys offense just kind of took over that game. But it wasn't smooth sledding from the jump on the first game where they played against the Giants.
No, not at all. I mean, honestly, the Eagles game is the only time that's happened all year. You just kind of touched on it. Even in the three wins at the beginning of the season, they kind of played around with their opponent for the first quarter and a half before they finally got things rolling. So if you go up, and again, like I said, like this is a franchise that, again, I don't think anybody thinks they're going to make the playoffs, but there's new life around that team when you put a new quarterback in the lineup and he has some success. You know, they played tough against the scrappy Lions team. They've been in, you know, they played tough against the New England Patriots for at least a couple quarters a few weeks ago on Thursday Night Football. So they definitely have the talent and the scrap to play with teams. I think you'd be making a big mistake overlooking them.
Yeah, and you know, you just, there's a reason. I mean, these guys get paychecks as well. And I think you're right, no question, that Daniel Jones has given him at least a little energy. That doesn't mean he's not going to make mistakes. Do you feel like Dallas, that night with Philadelphia, was just one of those things where all the stars and the planets and everything aligned? Or are they about to become a defense that creates turnovers?
I just got to see it more than once. I think basically the Philly game showed us what they can be. Like, and honestly, nobody should be surprised. Like, we hyped it up all offseason. There's Pro Bowlers all over the roster. There's all pros all along the offensive line. You got DeMarcus Lawrence. You got Robert Quinn. Like, I don't need to spell this out for you. Like, we've talked about it all offseason. We saw glimpses of it in training camp in the preseason. We've seen glimpses of it in the other six games. But Philadelphia is where it all aligned and all three phases just really kicked butt for an entire game. The question is that something they're capable of doing on a regular basis? Because if it is, they're a pretty damn good team. I want to see it more than one time because it's hard to forget those other six games where they couldn't quite get into that, you know, top gear.
All right, David, you've got LSU and Alabama this weekend. What's your stress level like?
Absolutely.
You.
Please don't put that on me. Don't put that evil on me. We get a week off. We're on a bye right
yeah.
now. I got another week before I have to really stress out about that. So I'm going to enjoy being undefeated and try my best to forget about the fact that LSU's lost like 10 games in a row to those guys. I feel good. I feel as good about our chances of beating them as I have in a long time, but until you actually slay the dragon, it's all just talk, you know?
How many years in a row have they lost?
We haven't beaten them since 2011, so whatever the math is on that.
Yeah,
it's
a long time.
Years.
Yeah, it's a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not
yeah.
many people have.
That's true.
Not
so
many people
I'll take
have.
Whatever solace I can get, but I'm very excited about the prospect of LSU not playing this weekend, because when you don't play, you can't lose. So
yeah, you know what? The best thing about Baylor this past weekend is they didn't play, because every single Big 12 game was an upset.
I mean, you take the week off, and all of a sudden you're on top of the conference.
Yeah.
How about that?
Thanks for your time, David. As always,
yeah.
David
Thanks,
Hellman, DallasCowboys.com.